welcome to this update on the latest you need to know about the COVID-19 pandemic. I am Yannick Fonke for presentation. The last week of May 2021 recorded an all-time surge in the prevalence of the COVID-19 pandemic in Cameroon. According to statistics from the Ministry of Public Health, Cameroon recorded a total of 1,500 cases between May the 19th and June the 1st, 2021. In the same period, a total of 350 persons reportedly died of the pandemic. In his Twitter feed, the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manaouda Malachi, called on Cameroonians to be cautiously optimistic and to step up with the respect of the preventive measures. So far, a total number of 79,929 COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Cameroon. Of that number, 35,261 persons have recovered, while 1,275 persons have died. A total number of 75,215 COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in Cameroon since first introduced in April 2021. According to the Ministry of Public Health, the vaccines were administered to the highly risked, including elderly persons and first responders, including medical personnel, reporters, and government officials. However, other Cameroonians who don't fall within this category and were willing to take the jab were administered the vaccine. Since April 2021, Cameroon has received over 100,000 doses of the AstraZeneca and Sinopharm vaccines. The government continued to encourage Cameroonians, especially those exposed to the pandemic, to rush to the nearest immunization center and be administered with the appropriate vaccine. Now on to other news. Coronavirus variants are to be named after letters of the Greek alphabet instead of their place of first discovery, the World Health Organization has announced in a move to avoid stigma. The WHO has named four variants of concern, known to the public as the UK Kent variant, that is the B.1.1.7, South African variant B.1.351, the Brazilian variant B.1, and the Indian variant B.1.617.2. They will now be given the letters Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta respectively to reflect the order of detection with any new variants following the parting down the Greek alphabet. And that does it for this day's edition of your COVID-19 news update. The news is a production of the Cameroon Community Media Network CCMN with support from the International Media Support IMS.